I'm here with the India's most influential police commissioner, Mr. D. Shivanandan, who earlier had crushed down the major part of the underworld and now is striking the war against hunger to make sure that none of the poor people sleeps empty stomach. So here we are with Mr. D. Shivanandan. Hello, sir.
Hello.
My major question would be, First, you were fighting against crime and now against hunger. So, is this a sudden change or you have been doing this for quite a while?
I have been doing this for quite a while. But ultimately, if you look at fighting against crime, and again, it is because of food and requirements are not being met, and that's why people turn to be criminals that way. But even when I was in the police, I was very fond of doing something about the street children who were numbering about quite a few lakhs. So that way, I have built schools, three schools, one in Gadchiroli, Chandrapur, Thane, and Mumbai. I was trying to build one. Then also various other facilities like improving the hospital, Nagpada Hospital, which is 112 years old. Then building 25 gymnasiums for the policemen, doing a canteen, training center. So this kind of an activity to uplift the lives of the downtrodden was always part of my activity. So this is an extension. Now I have retired, so I wanted to do something different, and I am working for 15 NGOs related to health and education, and this one would be part of health, I suppose.
We have the statistics here. You have started this initiative on 23rd December, and within 45 days, you have distributed by around 12,930 meals. That is a great number. So how privileged or how happy would you feel? And did you expect this by any chance?
Yes, absolutely. I expected this success right from beginning, inception stage. Because the day I inaugurated there outside Lower Parel police station on the platform, on the footpath, a few dabbawalas were there. But 53 newspapers and the news channels covered it the next day. So it is because of my, I am known and people have been nice and the news media has been nice to me and all. Because of that, we have been getting fantastic, phenomenal support. In fact, we are not able to handle the kind of offers and the calls which are coming. We have to upscale our own capability and our ability to collect food and deliver to the people, which is happening. Now I have one vehicle and one driver and one helper, but other four vehicles are ready. The minute I do the registration of the NGO, four vehicles will come. I will need four drivers and four helpers and enough number of vessels to go there and give to people food within 1 hour of collection from the place. And when we have entire Mumbai covered with four vehicles, four drivers and four helpers, and this BPO number which is given behind, running all the time and people calling and offering food, it'll definitely be, maybe in 1 month I would target a lack of people getting food for their need. In the sense, we are not covering the entire Mumbai now. We are only covering one part of the Mumbai because we needed to scale up our operations. I would have an office, I would have a full-time telephone center where people will be recording it and responding to it, and then people will be directing these vehicles because all our vehicles are fitted with GPRS. So when I do a full-scale thing, then we will definitely be getting much more food and much more people will be beneficiaries. And later I will take it to Mira Road, Bayandar, Vasai Virar, Washi and other places. Someday, inshallah, I will go to Pune and Nagpur also. Already my friends from there are urging me to start it there. But I have been telling them that let me stabilize here, let me learn the lessons and then do corrective steps and then go about expanding. No use of jumping headlong without knowing what is the involvement. You mentioned about these people collecting in a small way in a plastic bag. That is when the dabbawalas themselves were doing without our joining them. They had cycles and then they collected food from plastic bags and delivered it and all. But so that had limitations. Now they are very happy to join with us. They are only driving our vehicle and they are only attending to the calls. And they are seeing people getting 400 meals in one go. So some people, a friend of mine who is a big caterer there, he is giving from Vikhroli, Mulund and all. At one given time, he gives 400 specially prepared fresh meal. So the dabbawalas are also very, very happy to do of a service of a bigger scale. And our beneficiaries are all outside the Tata Memorial Hospital and KEM Hospital, Baikala and other places. So they are also very, very, very happy.
Now you are just into health and education. So further, do you plan to do anything other than this?
No such brain wave is occurring to me as of now, because this is only 1 month old. I want to stabilize it and I want to scale it up and I want to cover as much as possible and then do a splendid job on this thing. So I want to focus. I don't want to jump from one job to the other job and one thing. That way, if you look at it, so many demands are there from the society. People are downtrodden. People are deprived of so much and all that. So somebody has told me, why don't we start a Rozgar Yojana and all that. All those things, I'm not jumping. We'll make this perfect. We'll scale it up and then cover as many lakhs of people. For your kind information, in the world, every day, 190 million people go without food. In India, not world, in India alone, that is 20 crores of people. 20 crores of people in India are going without food every day. So if we start doing this in a better way, scientific way, and with all the resources, definitely there is adequate work to do in a lifetime and maybe more. So we have to expand. And between you and me, this work is happening all over the country. Lot of people are running things in different names called Roti Bank and all that. I got my inspiration from one Mr. Padmanabhan in Coimbatore, Trichy, Salem and Chennai. He is running an institution called No Food Waste. Means no food should go waste. Food should go to the stomach of the hungry people. So from there we got the inspiration and we learned all the SOPs, standard operating procedure and all that, and we are copying. That way there are many people doing all these things. We have to connect all of them and then make it scientific and work so that national poet Subramanya Bharati said in his poetry during the independence time, that if there is not enough food for a single individual, he says the whole world deserves to be destroyed. So if one individual is going hungry, the world has to be destroyed as per the poet. He had imagination. But we are seeing the reality of 190 million people going without food. Means there is a need for waging a war against the hunger and collect food. The pity again is that so many tons of food is going waste, cooked food or uncooked food. So we are targeting now the cooked food. So I am targeting marriages, special parties, hotels, restaurants and the caterers. Those people, if they give a call to this number, then we go there and collect the food and do that. In this, again, we are not collecting food for small quantities. Food has to be for minimum of 20 or 50 people so that our operational cost is met. The petrol, the vehicle, the driver's salary, the helpers, all that has to be covered. So we are only concentrating, looking at a little bit of a bulk food so that our operational cost and the food collected is little bit matching.
So once this NGO or Roti Bank, should I say Roti Bank, is stabilized properly, so would we expect you to focus also on households where, because every meal is
valuable.
Correct. Yes. So meal is cooked in every house in Mumbai or in wherever. So food is wasted there as well. Food is thrown also as well, though it is small quantity or whatever. So once this is stabilized, would you focus on that too?
Obviously, no. We will have to target small quantity food also. But that would take more labor, more manpower, and it may not be commensurate with the result may not be commensurate with the activities. The other day, I addressed Kalagoda Festival in a workshop, and some lady was asking that in the household also food goes waste, 1%, 2%. But again, I would like to say, we are targeting a wholesome meal. In a household, what is left out will be only maybe a dal is left, or a roti is left, or a rice is left. So that collecting, that would not be able to give a full meal to a people. So now we are collecting from these caterers, parties and various other things. We are collecting a wholesome meal. For me, a food means roti, rice, dal and vegetables. I am not collecting fancy food like sweet dish and rasagulla or gulab jamun and things like that. No, we don't take. We don't want to distribute diseases. I am giving basic food only to people. That is roti, rice, dal and sabji. So that if that is the idea, then collecting from household will be a little bit of a problem because a household is not going to give a full meal. They will give the leftover, which is a part of the meal. Then how do we match and whom do we give? That is going to be a problem. So I'm not going to look at it that way in the short run. In the long run, let me see. But in the short run, another point I want to say is by promoting in the website, we are encouraging people who are celebrating birthdays or anniversaries or various occasions to contribute money. And then we order fresh food from a particular establishment with whom we have a relationship. And then our fellows go there, collect it and deliver it to the people. Say, for example, you are celebrating your birthday. You can order for 100 people. It is only 45 rupees per head. So if you give 4,500 rupees in your name, 100 people will be fed a full meal. And we are also offering people can come directly and they can deliver the food with their own hands so that they get the happiness of celebrating their birthday by distributing food to the needy and hungry. So that kind of a thing is also picking up like anything. Lot of people are contributing.
People can come forward and they can distribute food from their hands also. So have you got that kind of response yet? Have people genuinely come up and distributed food from their hands? And I'm sure you must have seen the happiness on their face. So how would you feel looking at them also?
You know, it is very easy for people. Mumbai is very generous. The day this newspaper carried that I'm doing this job, next day I got an offer of three vehicles. One vehicle is 4 lakhs. So 12 lakhs was ready to be given by somebody. So if that is so, lot of people are contributing money for such kind of an activity, but they have no time to go there and distribute and all that. A family person or a housewife or a child, people are keen on inculcating that habit of giving to poor and needy. So the parents would bring a child and then make the child to deliver and things like that. These are individual cases. It is not normal and common. But what is common is people just depositing the money, saying that, okay, feed 200 people, 400 people in my name. It is my birthday or the anniversary. That is much more common. But there are few people who are involved and who want to deliver and feel happy and things like that. But the number is much less. As you know, Mumbai, time is money. So people don't have. They can deposit money in a bank account in a minute's time and feel that they have done the job. But you ask them to travel 1 hour from Andheri to come here and deliver food and all, it may not be working out well.
So we just spoke to former police commissioner, Mr. D. Shivanandan, who has started this initiative named Roti Bank. You can contact the Roti Bank on their toll-free number, that is 86-555-8001. You can also visit their website, www.rotibankindia.org. Thank you.